from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, but 92.9thegame.com. Yep. Sam Crenshaw, glad you're with us this morning. We got Noel White working on the other side of the glass. And Noel's keeping out. She's get the excitement is building because the gold medal game for the U.S. women's basketball team is getting closer and closer. And she's so fired up over there for the whole thing. She's been checking it out.
Yeah, man. We already home. LaChina is locked and ready and loaded, and so am I. You know, LaChina dropped some Atlanta gems on our NBC during this.
Oh, did she now?
Oh, yeah. She told everybody what we call the celebrity aisle at our games. She done dropped the word to the world that we call it Gucci Row. Uh-huh, so we'll probably be hearing that a lot more lately at some of these games as you see your LeBron James and all that sit on the sidelines. They'll probably start calling it Gucci Row out in L.A. now.
We'll see. We'll see. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, we're getting closer and closer to the start of the pro football season. Now, Falcons got one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Preseason game down, got two more to go, and the guy who keeps an eye on this team, because I know he does because I see him there doing it. It's Joe Patrick, who joins us down the WaitForIt.com hotline. Joe, good morning to you.
Sam, good to be with you after we finally get our first taste of football in God knows when. So that was good.
We got our first taste of football, and my goodness, we already hit by the injury bug. It's unavoidable. It's going to happen. But, man, to have three go down, you know, in your first few days here.
Yeah, it is shocking. And, you know, for the Dolphins, too, they were losing guys. There was a stretch of that game, I think, in, like, the first or second quarter where it was, like, after every single play, there was a guy down. And I actually remarked to somebody, I was watching it with some people, actually Abe Gordon being one of them from the station, and, you know, just remarking, just it's kind of crazy how as soon as you put on the pads and you're actually going to ground for the first time, these things seem to happen. And I say that, and it's like, it's not even, you know, that going to ground and that stuff wasn't even necessarily the cause for some of the injuries that we saw, like Braylon Trice, for example, just, you know, is on a pass rush and plants his foot, seems totally innocuous, and it just, the leg kind of buckles and looks like they were looking at his knee. So we're, you know, still waiting to see what happened there. I think that one is really hard to determine what happened. You don't like to see just the amount of pain that he was in. But, you know, with a ligament that just happens non-contact like that, it could be something very serious that causes him the entire season. It could be something that causes him, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, which would be relatively minor in the grand scheme of things. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, the other big one was DeMarco Helms. I actually went back and rewatched that one yesterday, Sam, because they didn't show a replay on the broadcast. They weren't just showing many replays in general of things that were happening. And maybe a good reason for that one, because he was pursuing over to the sideline, looking at the ball, and another Falcons player just kind of whips into the, you know, his lower leg while he's not looking. And it just kind of screams broken leg at that point, especially the way he was reacting to the treatment. And when they put the air cast on the field, that usually indicates a broken bone, which they can pretty easily diagnose there on the field. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if we'll even learn anything. Maybe later tonight we might learn something before we talk to Raheem Morris tomorrow. But certainly seem like two potentially important injuries that this team is going to have to find a way to work around. And that's obviously after having lost Rondale Moore for the season earlier this week.
Yep. We hate to get into counting injuries this soon with two more preseason games to go. But that's kind of the case for this Falcons team right now. Folks, we're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can always find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. Meanwhile, we got a chance to get our first look at Michael Penix Jr. You know, not playing with the number one offensive line. And to me, the coach said, hey, get it out of your hands quick, because in those early pass attempts, he was getting rid of it pretty fast. But thoughts about what you saw from him?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's pretty exciting. I think for Falcons fans, I think that you can look at Penix's outing, I think, with a lot, like, clearer view, like, just because there aren't expectations that he's going to need to come in and start right away. I don't think that the glasses are kind of tinted in any color one way or another, like, oh my gosh, he's going to be amazing, or oh my gosh, he has so much work to do. I think that you saw like a pretty solid performance from a backup quarterback, whether it be a rookie or not, in this league. You know, there was, like you said, the ball was getting out early. He also was able to connect on like a backside dig, which, you know, like a backside, basically like a down and in route. And that kind of indicates a level of him being able to kind of get through his progressions, because usually that route would be the last one you get to in a progression. So that was good to see. We obviously saw him take a few deep shots, which, you know, that's the fun thing about watching Michael Penix plays, is he's got to take his deep shots. He has to throw the ball deep. That's where his efficiency as a passer comes from, because he's so good at connecting at some of those deep balls. We saw him hit one to, I believe it was Chris Blair down the sideline, just kind of dropping it in the bucket. So you got to see some of the arm talent as well. it's really tough to determine like how he would perform in an actual game at this point with like you were saying, with the actual starters, because it was all backups in front of him and around him. You have to imagine that he would only perform even better if he's surrounded by better players. Obviously, he'd be going up against more talented players as well. But I think you got to look at it and say all in all, it was solid. Sam, I know you've seen him play in training camp so far, and I have as well. And I got to say, like, I think there were some people who were pretty enamored by it. And I got to say, like, I just thought it was kind of, you know, it was fine, because that's kind of the version of Michael Penix that we've seen throughout most of this training camp. And I think that, generally speaking, it's just a pretty solid performance, something you can be happy about.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was very solid, 104 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And, you know, it was good. My thing is this: how much more do we see of him? And, you know, you can't let what happened to several players weigh in your decisions of what the plan is to do. And I'm sure people will ask Coach Rob about that tomorrow. You still got to play people. You still got to get people tested. You still got to get people evaluated. So going forward, we still got two more preseason games. How much more of him you think we're going to see?
Yeah, that's right, Sam. That last one you said, you know, you still have to evaluate people, and you have to evaluate him. You have to evaluate his receivers and, you know, who's going to make this team, especially when you've lost a guy like Rondale Moore, where, you know, he was pretty much a roster lock, and now you've got to determine which receiver, you know, what other receiver is going to replace him on the roster, and you got to give those receivers an actual chance to show what they can do. And so a lot of that obviously happens in practice. We talk about that a lot, and that's the reason why players, you know, a lot of players don't play these preseason games, is because they are getting evaluated in other places. But I feel like with Penix, like, yeah, I think it would kind of be a little bit superstitious isn't the right word, but like, to just not play him because other players were getting hurt seems like a little kind of just, you're kind of going off of vibes, I guess. And and the other thing is, like, Michael Penix, he's not going to be the starter for this team, so you have to evaluate him, and he's only going to get so many of these opportunities, you know, kind of facing the quote-unquote live bullets from you know, other competition that you're going to be able to have on film to really go over. So I think the Falcons have to make the most out of this preseason with Penix and the opportunities and reps that he's going to get in these situations. So I think they have to continue playing him.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Joe Patrick, talking about the Falcons and as they get set for their second preseason game. On the defensive side, I mean, you know, you want to see some pass rush, and we got to see a little more some pass rush from some people up front. You want to see more of that and see how these guys were gonna do it. Obviously, you got your people who you look at as your potential starters and the role that they play. It was good to see some, because that obviously helps set things up for your secondary if you can bring some pressures.
Yeah, absolutely. And this team obviously doesn't have the premier edge rusher, and a lot of fans were hoping that the Falcons would acquire that profile of player in the draft, where they had the opportunity to draft the best, the pass rusher that they wanted, and they chose not to, obviously, going with Michael Penix. So that means that this team is going to have to create pressure through other means, and I think that they're actually relatively optimistic that they'll be able to do that. They'll, you know, Jimmy Lake, Raheem Morris will always tell you that, you know, pressuring the quarterback takes 11 players, and actually even starts with the defensive backs, just allowing there to be some time for those edge rushers or those pass rushers to get to the quarterback. But I think that when this team, when you look at what this team did, especially in the draft, after they forewent the pass rusher on the edge, they really did stockpile some guys who could rush from the interior to add to a group that already has the capability of doing that. Like, that's kind of been the strong suit of Grady Jarrett's career. And David Onyemata has shown that he can get after the pass rusher from the interior. And now you add guys like Ruka Roro, Brandon Dorlas. You add weight to an edge guy like Zach Harrison, who can potentially add some pass rush from the interior, especially in passing down. So I think that, you know, the Falcons have done an interesting mix of players who can create havoc along that offensive line, along the line of scrimmage in those situations. And they're going to hope that, you know, that can get the job done for them, because otherwise they're going to, you know, they're going to just be using a mix of guys along the edge. And I got to say, it was interesting to see Arnold Ebikadi, one of this team's would have thought of to be one of this team's better pass rushers, to be playing basically the entire first half, which, you know, there was a laundry list of players who that were released that were not going to play in this game. Those are obviously the starters, both on offense and defense. And just interesting that Arnold Libicati was kind of not included in that group and was really out there working hard. And I think that that kind of speaks to, you know, him maybe not being the three down star pass rusher that a lot of people were hoping he could develop into. But I think he could still be an effective player in a similar role to what he was last year, where, you know, he's just rushing the passer a lot on third down, bringing him in specialty situations where he can hopefully help get to the quarterback like this team needs to do.
Yep, absolutely. About to wrap things up here with Joe Patrick. One thing before we let you go, one of the ways you always can make the team is if you exceed on Excel and special teams. And we're challenged with this new kickoff. How do you think it looked? and what's your thoughts? We saw it briefly during practice, and now we've seen it in the game.
In general, it's less exciting to me now having seen it. Now I'm kind of holding out my final opinions on this until we actually get regular season games coming where we get to see it. We really get to see the creativity come out. I think that right now the special teams coaches are basically trying to make it look as boring as possible and just kind of as routine as possible before we could get some more creativity, you know. One of the receiving backs kind of passing it back to the other side potentially or something like that. You know, I think that we'll see a lot more, and I do have hope that it will be an exciting play. But so far, yeah, it's not been that exciting. I will say on the topic of like guys who can potentially make this roster on special teams, D'Angelo Malone, a third-round pick from a few years ago, has really struggled to kind of make any progress or momentum on the defensive side of the ball, but he's continued to come up with, you know, special teams tackles like he did last year. He kind of made a name for himself as like a core special teamer, similar to the way we think of Kadarius Hodge being one, even though he doesn't get a ton of run on the offensive side of the ball as a wide receiver. So maybe a way for D'Angelo Malone to make an impact. And hey, if Braylon Trice is out for a while, maybe there's an opportunity for him to, both being third round picks, for him to finally kind of break through and get some more defensive snaps in a system that should be more suited to him.
Something to watch for as we head for a second game in the preseason coming up later this week. Joe Patrick, always great to catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you up at Flowery Branch.
Likewise, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.